All right, Two Black, Two Strong, Mega Blast, Asiatic Black in the building. Tuesday night, man, prison pep rally is about to go down. You understand? You underdig? First night for the, this will be the first episode for the prison pep rally. As you all can see, I got blessed with some graphics. And shout out to Space Age Graphics, City of Jackson, Mississippi. We'll be coming with a commercial for Space Age in the near future. And I want to thank the company for their support, their advocacy. And also want to remind y'all, if you need any printing done, you would need photos, whatever the case may be, please support Space Age Marketing and Printing. Graphics, I call it. You understand? Been knowing old brother Charles for quite some time. And the brother jumped on board as one of my sponsors, man, and I really appreciate it. Like I said, I'll be doing a commercial coming up soon. He has graphic design, marketing, web design, media printing, flyers, business cards, brochures, whatever you need. And I want to remind y'all to go onto my website and give him some reviews. And make sure that you all support your people. You understand? So, with that being said, we're about to move on. And like I said, we're going to be back and forth tonight, man, on a few things. So, make sure y'all stay tuned. See what's going on with my phone here. I got the center. Make sure y'all go ahead and share. As y'all check out some of these commercials that I'm about to run. I also want to remind y'all that the Two Black, Two Strong Mega Blast is a platform, man, where you can reach out to your people. You understand? And try to get some things done. In light of that situation, the prison pep rally is something that I'm going to be doing each and every Tuesday night. So make sure that you tune in and share. Because this is a platform for Mississippi people. You all complain. A lot of people complain about what they don't have. But when it's given to you, you got to make use of it. Okay? So make sure you remember that. And stop complaining about what you don't have. Please. Make use of what you do have. Okay? Support it. And once again, the prison pep rally will be going on each and every Tuesday night, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Do not forget that. And if you stay in tune with Two Black, Two Strong Mega Blast, then you will know about these things. You feel me? That being said, welcome, family. Assalamu alaikum and shalom alaheem. Please share. Go ahead and share right now. I appreciate you, Miss Pauline Rogers. Shout out to Miss Pauline Rogers. We're going to have some inmates call in tonight. I'll be getting in contact with a couple of them. You all pray for the best on that. We know everything that has been going on. And, oh, that's so sweet. Miss Pauline says, hey to the family. Aww. Okay. So you all stick with me on these things, man. And all my people that's on YouTube, make sure you support, subscribe. Give me a thumbs up on YouTube. I'm doing a little bit better on Facebook than I am YouTube. And it's not really a matter with me, but on YouTube, I have more subscribers than I do on Facebook. And it's due to some policies that I violated. You understand what I'm saying? So we all know how that goes. We ain't going to get caught up in that tonight. But we're going to look over a couple of things. I'm going to play a couple of commercials and we'll be right back. Make sure you follow me on Facebook and let's get this thing started. I'm going to give a commercial break And we're going to come back and we're going to talk about Voices Behind Bars rally going down this weekend in New Albany, Mississippi. Shout out to Hanifa Jones. I am supporting her as much as I can on her movement. And in light of what we're talking about right now, we must all support one another. There is no room for division. Okay? All right. We'll be right back.
Try its Butter Baby today and see what makes us so different. You can smell like this, this, or this. Made from all natural botanicals, herbs, extracts, and oils, try all 30 AeroMasks. Mix them and match them. Give them to loved ones. Your skin has never felt this good. Our AeroMasks are infused with 100% Ghanaian shea butter and ported bi-monthly. Packed rich in vitamins and minerals to ensure its vitality, of course. Oh, and we let it whip and whip and whip. And we whip it right. Helps fight psoriasis and eczema, severe inflammation, acne and diaper rash, razor bumps, stretch marks and discoloration, dry, cracked feet, and more. Even the bees love it. That's because it's earthen. It's Butter Baby. All natural earthen skincare. Try its Butter Baby today and make your skin happy.
February the 20th, it's the 4th annual Black Business Awards Banquet, 6 p.m. at the Masonic Temple, 1072 J.R. Lynch Street. This year's keynote is the Directory at the People Advocacy Institute and Co-Chair at the People's Assembly, Attorney Rakia Lumumba. Other guests include Dr. Minister Abraham Muhammad, Pastor C.J. Rose, C-League McGinnis. Entertainment will be provided by Mr. 13 Days Dave Mack. Also in the program is African drummers and dancers. With special appearance from the legendary, renowned Bobby Rush. This award ceremony provides annual recognition of Black businesses who have reached superior levels of achievements in their field. Hosted by Respect Our Black Dollars. Tickets are available at WNPR radio station, Bullies Restaurant, African Art Gallery, and Herbal Blessings. For more information, 601-940-2504. That's 601-940-2504. The Black Business Awards Banquet, Friday, February the 28th, 6 p.m. at the Masonic Temple, 1072 J.R. Lynch Street. Proud supporter from WNPR.
Saturday, February 22nd, it's the Old School Hip Hop Reunion at the Mississippi Coliseum. Starring The Human Beatbox, Dougie Fresh, Juvenile, 8-Ball and MJG, Trina, Mystic, hosted by comedian J.J. Williamson. Saturday, February 22nd, it's the Old School Hip Hop Reunion. Tickets available now at the Mississippi Coliseum box office, Ticketmaster.com, or by calling 678-322-8098. Presented by Experience Jackson.
All right, so I was just mentioning before that about the commercials. I want you all to support all Black businesses. Make sure you do that. And I think we'll be all right. So let's get on with the program. We're going to start off talking about this rally that's going down this weekend. I'm going to have some calls. As a matter of fact, I think one is calling as we speak. Let me get him online.
Hey, what's up, bro?
All right, Two Black, Two Strong, Mega Blast. I got my man on the line, man. One of the MDOC inmates, brothers, and we're gonna be talking with him. I'll tell y'all about what we was talking about a little bit later on. So we have to get on with these calls. How you doing, brother?
How you doing?
I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good, man. Already got you plugged into the show. So you can go ahead and voice your opinion, man, to the people. Let them know what's going on with you.
Right now, man, we're trying to push these house bills, 21-23 and 21-62, pertaining to allowing guys to make parole. You know, here in the state of Mississippi, these guys, if you got a life sentence, you're not eligible for parole until you become 65 years old.
Okay.
That's ridiculous for a juvenile to catch a license. It's ridiculous for an adult to catch a license if he's in his 20s or 30s. You know, that people have to do 50, 60 years before they even be considered for parole.
Right.
And we got 300 and some juveniles in the system that has life sentences. Each one of those guys can't go off parole till they turn 65. They got life sentence when they 16, 17, 18 years old.
So this this is a Senate bill, and it's 2123, am I correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we need this gentleman's asking for our help on pushing this bill. Now, what's the best possible way for people that don't know exactly what steps to make in order to get these bills pushed? What's the best possible way to do that?
Really, get in touch with your state, your county representative, the representative of your town, of your area, or the legislator. You can go on the site. I think I'll send it to you to post on the Mega Blast show.
Okay.
It's just the main thing is getting the senators and the legislative people, the representatives in your communities to pass, to push the bills. You know, to call and let them know that these are bills of concern. You know, you got, like I said, there's so many people in the system that can't make parole. That's what has the system overcrowded. This bill 2123 covers every area of the 585 that Phil Bryan keeps saying he passed to rectify the prison system. Within that 585 bill, they left it up to the judge's discretion on whether or not people are allowed to be able to go off parole. You have to petition the judge. With that being said, what judge is going to let you make parole or allow you to have your sentence reduced for you to be able to make parole if he just sends you to a life sentence? What judge is going to do that?
Yeah, I understand. How long has this bill been in effect? Do you know?
The 585 went in effect in 2015.
Okay.
They passed the 585.
Right.
But when they passed it, they didn't make it retroactive. So that only allowed the people that are coming into the system to be eligible to go home.
Okay. Now, when you say retroactive, what exactly does that mean for the people?
To cover starting back from 1995 when Bill Clinton in the state of Mississippi passed the Truth in Sentencing Act, the 85% bill. When they passed that 85% bill, that made it work just like the feds. Everybody in the state of Mississippi had to do 85% of their time. If you catch a mandatory charge, if you catch any type of violent charge, it automatically is mandatory. Meaning if you catch a petty robber, simple robber, any type of robbery or any crime of violence, they made it mandatory. And if you caught a life sentence, you had to be 65 years old to even be eligible to come up for parole.
So
the 585 was written to rectify that situation, but they didn't make it retroactive. So actually the 2123 covers all of it and makes it retroactive. It allows non-violent offenders to do 25% of their time, and it allows violent offenders to do 50% of their time, but it also gives guys that has life sentence the opportunity to go up for parole.
Okay, I got you. All right, now, how can people educate themselves out here in the free world on all of this stuff that's going on besides what we're doing right now?
They can just go on to the legislative Senate bill 2123, 2162, and click on to the site. Just go and look up the Senate bill and just read about the Senate bill. It will once you read that bill, it will show you everything that needs to be did in the bill. Hold on just a minute. Let me click L in.
Okay. So I think I have it on my website, people. I'm going to try to pull it up now and show you all what he's mentioning. That's why it's important to log on to my website. It's twoblacktwostrong.com, and a lot of these things are on the site.
I have one of my brother, a good friend of mine by the name of Big L. He's legally comprehensive with these bills, and he can elaborate on the 2123 bill and the 2162 bill. Actually, the 2162 pertains to juvenile life sentences.
Okay.
That means kids that were sentenced to life sentences as children are not allowed to go off parole till they're 65. But under this bill, 2162, kids that was given life sentences will only have to have been served 10 years before they'll be eligible for parole, giving them another opportunity, a chance at life. And I'm going to let Big L kind of elaborate on a couple things and a couple more bills for you.
All right. All right.
How you doing, sir?
What's going on with your brother?
I'm doing all right.
All right. Tell us a little bit more about this, man.
Well, you know, the situation that we in, dealing with overcrowdedness, poor living conditions, corruption, black mold, and they had passed a law, in 2018, pretty much dealing with overcrowding in the prison system. I've been speaking on a bill, which I'm gonna speak on all the bills, but I wanted to speak on a bill that has been on the books for since 2018. House Bill 877. When you look in this bill, it talks about overcrowding because the bill calls a Mercy Act bill, and when the prison system get overcrowded, 95% overcrowded, this bill is supposed to activate. And when you look at this bill, it kind of coincide with some of the things that's going on right now. And when you look at it, when you look at Section B, it says the operation capacity. It means the total number of state inmates which be safely and reasonable housed in facilities. So you look at the word safety, And when you look at what's going on right now, the violence and the overcrowding, the living conditions and, things like that, the prison system have failed us. They failed us in a mighty way because, we have loved ones that love us. We come in the prison system, we make mistakes and, we come in here to, do our crime and, and go home. We didn't come to prison to die. We didn't come here to be unsafe. We come here to do our time, get in programs and get back out there to our family. You got inmates in here that's on their course, want to do better and live a better life. But the things that that I'm screaming for you all help to understand that, the bills that they're pushing, the 21-23, other bill 2162, the bill 21-23 is, it covers a wide range of inmates, dealing with inmates being this little small gap that's been in prison for years and years and years. And when you're talking about when a person be in prison for years and years, they lose their liberal interest of life. Mm-hmm. And the 14th Amendment talks about that, the liberal interest of life. Mm-hmm. When a person be deprived of that, he lose interest. And that should not be going on, in the prison system where inmate lose deliberate interest of life. And sometimes, they got programs within the prison system where RVR program, which I think is biased at times because they got their pick and choose which inmate they want to put in isolation. Then when you put them in isolation so long, it also affects them mentally and cause them to lose, which called liberal interest. So the things that I want to scream to you all is that bill 21, the 21-23 is a bill where it deals with the ones that caught the charge, after 1994, when they changed the law where they cannot make parole. And these guys got stuck in the gap right there. And laws has been changed since then, dealing with guys that maybe could commit armed robbery. Laws have changed since then, and the laws have changed for the armed robbery. It's the same person that armed robbery in 1994, 1995, and these guys are still in prison. Mm-hmm. And so I have a team. My daughter, she's a lawyer out of Indianapolis now, and we tried to push the agenda about discrimination. These guys is doing all they can. When you look at if you look at the 585, it speaks about the institution record, your conduct and your behavior. You got some of these guys that are caught up in that little small gap right there, went beyond good behavior. I mean, got their trades, went to school, got their diploma, got their GED, I mean, got trades. And why that these guys that have been in prison 10 and 15, 20 years don't get that chance, mm-hmm. okay? And then when you say, when you talk about paying your debt to society, okay, if you study the history of paying your debt to society, when you go all the way back, this when an inmate commit a crime, and if he do 10 years behind bars, he pays his debt to society. But when you look at the prison systems today, that paying your debt to society don't even exist anymore. They just put us in prison and throw the key away and just let them, and we just be here. And we'll be here. And this is the outcome of the society failing us. You know, we someone child. I mean, we somebody. You know, we are human beings. And if you look at the way we're living right now, you will say, wow, how can this happen? You know, say, how can this be going on? And so that's the reason why we ask you all to push that bill 21-23, the bill 61-62 dealing with the juveniles, help us push programs back in the prison system. You got guys can't get in program because they had a facility doesn't have program, but they will lie to society and say they have program, have appropriate program, but when they don't have appropriate program. So it's just a lot of misleading. And so let me go back to this bill that I want to talk to, and I'm going to be quiet. This bill I'm talking about right now, it's been passed. And if they read that bill and push that bill, it's a lot of inmates that's eligible to get released up under this law. It's a law that they passed. It's a lot of inmates can be going home right now. As I speak to you at this moment, they can be going home. This bill is designed to bump up their parole date and let them out earlier because of overcrowding.
Right.
I don't understand why they're overlooking that bill. Okay. And so I just wanted to say is that just for you all to help us. And, you know, our little soft voice behind these loud walls trying to reach you all to you know, let you know that we need your help.
Okay.
Much as you can, we need your help.
Okay. All right. I appreciate you, brother. Is it anything else you want to talk about before you get off the line?
Just help us, you know what I'm saying? Help us push that bill. Help us push that agenda. You know, don't forget about us. You know, and there's a lot of things going on in here, and we just need you all help.
Okay.
To get it out there for us.
I appreciate it. All right, so the agenda for tonight turned into this 21-23 and 21-62. Again, I want to say that this information is on my website, as you all can see on the screen right here. You can go to TooBlackTooStrong.com. That's TooBlackTooStrong.com. And you can read about this. And also, the link to the website is on my website. So you can get all of this information on there. And there's also a spot on the bottom where you can share this to your Facebook and Twitter. And you can also give responses down at the bottom. And subscribe where when I upload these type of things, you'll be notified of them. And that's on my website. That's a spot where social media can't stop. So, is there anybody else on the line that would like to say anything? Is there another inmate online?
I want to reiterate something.
Okay.
Pertaining to our conditions and what's going on, just because you know, I'm an older guy, mm-hmm. but you know, the system is not rehabilitating these younger brothers.
Okay.
They're not doing it. They getting grant money. They get grant money for GED. They get grant money for all kind of programs. But due to the fact that they keep us on lockdown so much, they keep us confined so much and take so much, that nobody gets the avenue to do anything.
Okay.
You know, in some of these facilities, these guys haven't been able to go to visit for 2 years.
Right.
Because of the lockdown, the mayor's lockdown, you know, they do something at one facility, they'll lock the whole state down. You know, that's not right. you know, even dealing with the medical conditions, with everything that's basically going on, with everything that just went on that you've seen in the news, all of that was caused by continuous oppression, continuous taking, you know. And the only thing that's going to help is this Rehabilitation Act that they passed, this 2123 bill. That's what it's called, okay. The Rehabilitation Act.
All right.
And they also, in this bill, they have programs set up for guys that maybe have mental issues that they haven't been seen to. They have programs set up for people who, like the guys that hung themselves, people that's depressed. You know what I'm saying? They have an evaluation for everything. This bill covers everything, right. You know? Mm-hmm. And the only thing we asking the public to do is, like we said, reach out to your representative, reach out to the legislative people, reach out. Thursday is going to be a rally on the state capitol at 10 a.m. pertaining to some of these bills. You know, participate. Everybody got somebody that's locked up. Everybody has someone that's in prison, a mother, a sister, a brother, a cousin, a partner. Everybody got somebody in prison, you know, somewhere.
Okay.
All right. You know, we just need a voice. We just need a voice.
Right. Let me ask you something, man. I'm going to be doing this each and every Tuesday night, but I want to ask something, man, from the outside to the inside. Is there any possible way, man, that people on the outside can pray with the prisoners that's on the inside, like on some of these shows that I have?
You want to answer that?
Yes, we can set a coffin line for you all to come and pray, you know, once we get it approved. Yes, you know, it's an open door for that. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm gonna set that up on the outside. I'll be y'all get back in contact with me, man. Write me or whatever you have, and we'll set that up as well. But right now, once again, people, if you're watching. And if you all have any questions right quick, before they get offline, a couple of questions that some onlookers may want to ask these inmates, please put them in the comment section on YouTube or Facebook now before they get offline. And I'm going to pose a question as well. You all have a organization on the inside that handles these type of things. Am I correct?
Yes, sir. We're very organized in the things that we do, you know, especially when it comes to a point where we're trying to push an agenda. We can all come together and try to, you know, whatever we need to do, you know, get it done.
Okay. All right. I appreciate that. There is one question from a guy by the name of Kenneth Springfield. Has anybody been charged with any of these murders on the inside from MDOC? I don't know if y'all had the liberty to answer that or not, but that's one question from an onlooker.
I don't have that answer. I don't know that one.
Okay. All right. And let me see. Okay, that's the only question I have right now. Okay, well, if that's all, I will be helping to push this on the outside. Y'all make sure y'all send me emails from the inside or whatever that needs to be pushed on the outside. And I'll post it on my Facebook page, send out emails, and also post it on my website. I appreciate y'all for calling in, man. If there's anything else y'all need to say right now, y'all go ahead and say that. If not, we're going to disconnect the line. And I want y'all to continue to listen, because I have a brother by the name of Kareem Muhammad that's going to call in and talk so that the inmates can hear as well as the onlookers.
Well, I do have one little question. Do y'all have any lodges out there willing to help us, you know of?
Yeah, Kareem Muhammad, the guy that's going to be calling in a little while, he has a legal team. Right. And also, I don't know if you remember, close to a month ago, we had Malik Shabazz that came to the city.
Right.
And I have his mm-hmm. personal contact, and he assured me that if there's anything that he could help with, to please get in contact with me. So that's what, with him. That's why I'm trying to build this prison pep rally, this Tuesday night thing, man, so that it can grow And these people on the outside of these prison walls, man, that's kind of looking at it as a thing. You know, see, I feel like that they sitting back. See, people are really sitting back right now seeing if we're going to lose the energy. That's what our history has been. We'll make a little noise, and then pretty soon they'll stop talking about it. We'll forget about it. And next thing you know, another 10, 15, 20 years then went by. Well, it's not going to happen. Not if it, you know, it's not going to happen on my end. As long as God gives me the power, I'm going to push and push and push. So that's why I built this prison pep rally. And I wanted to get strong enough to where, you know, when I reach out to people, they'll take us serious enough to call back and do whatever they can to help.
Yeah, you know, the reason why I asked that question, because, you know, a lot of people are scared to step forth because they don't have the means of money to hire a lawyer, you know. Mm-hmm. And sometimes things go undone, you know. And so that's the reason why I asked you that question. You know, do you have anyone out there that's willing to come in to help these guys that is unfortunate, not able to, you know, afford a lawyer? Mm-hmm. And, you know, where they can step forward with their claims and step forward with the issues they, you know, their current, you know, their concerns and issues that they like to stress and like to get someone to help them with. You know, that's the reason why I asked you that question.
Yeah.
You know, because you got a lot of people wants to step forward,
uh-huh,
wants to pursue things in the civil court, you know, in the federal court, but they just don't have the means of money.
Right. And I'm glad you did pose that question to me, man, because a lot of this stuff is new to me. And I'm taking baby steps every day growing with this. I'll be hopefully pretty soon, man, powerful enough to make some moves on my own. Right now, I'm not funded on none of this at all. So I'm asking people to stick by my side and help me get this thing to grow to where I'll be able to set up something to gather some funds that we can offer these lawyers and different representatives, man, to come in and help us. And they, you know, we'll have something to give them.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I appreciate y'all once again, man. We're going to let Brother Kareem Muhammad call in. And y'all make sure y'all keep listening on the inside, man. And maybe it's something that some questions he may be able to answer you. If y'all want to hit me on social media and let me know some questions or whatever the case may be, feel free to do so.
Yes, sir.
All right. Appreciate y'all. Okay, so people, once again, the agenda that they're asking y'all to help with is the Bill 2123 and 21. Let me make sure I look at that correct. 2123 and 2162. Mississippi Justice and Prison Reform. And once again, look on my website. That's tooblacktoostrong.com. That's TOOBLAKKTOOSTRONG.com on the website. I'm going to do a couple of commercials, and I'm going to ask Brother Kareem Muhammad to go ahead and call in now. And we're going to get some questions and some comments from him. And hopefully we can get some things answered. I know probably a lot of y'all, and please don't hold your questions back. If y'all have some, man, say something. Pose those questions. Put them out there. All right? We'll be right back.
All right, February the 28th, it's the 4th Annual Black Business Awards Banquet, 6 p.m. at the Masonic Temple, 1072 J.R. Lynch Street. This year's keynote is the Directory at the People Advocacy Institute and Co-Chair at the People's Assembly, Attorney Rakia Lumumba. Other guests include Dr. Minister Abraham Muhammad, Pastor C.J. Rose, C. League McGinnis. Entertainment will be provided by Mr. 13 Days Dave Mack. Also in the program is African drummers and dancers, with special appearance from the legendary, renowned Bobby Rush. This award ceremony provides annual recognition of black businesses who have reached superior levels of achievements in their field. Hosted by Respect Our Black Dollars. Tickets are available at WNPR radio station, Bullies Restaurant, African Art Gallery, and Herbal Blessings. For more information, 601-940-2504. That's 601-940-2504. The Black Business Awards Banquet, Friday, February the 28th, 6 p.m. at the Masonic Temple, 1072 J.R. Lynch. Street, proud supporters from WNPR.
Try It's Butter Baby today and see what makes us so different. You can smell like this, this, or this. Made from all natural botanicals, herbs, extracts, and oils, try all 30 Aero Masks. Mix them and match them. Give them to loved ones. Your skin has never felt this good. Our Aero Masks are infused with 100% Ghanaian shea butter and ported bi-monthly. Packed rich in vitamins and minerals to ensure its vitality, of course. Oh, and we let it whip and whip and whip. And we whip it right. Helps fight psoriasis and eczema, severe inflammation, acne and diaper rash, razor bumps, stretch marks and discoloration, dry, cracked feet, and more. Even the bees love it. That's because it's earthen. It's Butter Baby. All natural earthen skincare. Try It's Butter Baby today and make your skin happy.
Somebody said that you were looking for me. Here I go. What's up, y'all? It's Mystical in the building, man. I need all the sexy ladies to come shake it fast. But watch yourself. Shake it fast and show me what they're working with at the Old School Hip Hop Reunion, man. It's going down Saturday, February the 22nd. Where it's going to be at? At the Mississippi Coliseum, man. Turn up with your big dog. Turn up, turn up, turn up.
All right, Too Black, Too Strong, man. We back, we back, we back. I got brother Kareem Muhammad, the Nation of Islam, on the line, and he's going to be talking to y'all from here for the rest of the remainder of the show. And I also have some more things that I want to advertise to you all. We have a Voices Behind Rally that's going to Voices Behind Bars Rally, excuse me, that's going to be coming up this weekend. And I think somebody just sent me something else. I got to look at it in my inbox about a rally that's going to be going down Thursday in Jackson, Mississippi. But without further ado, we got Brother Kareem Muhammad on the line, Nation of Islam. How you doing, Brother Muhammad?
Shalom Aleichem.
Shalom, brother. What's going on?
Power to the people.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. What is it that you want to discuss tonight with the people, man?
Well, Brother Asiatic, I think first and foremost, we want to give thanks and honor just to be here, to be have an opportunity to throw another blow to the enemy of our people.
Yes, sir.
And so it's always an honor to that. And to also, the efforts that you're putting up is must be applauded. What I just heard so far from them brothers was so powerful. Mm-hmm. And for you to be able to take this technology and utilize this to the level that we supposed to be utilizing is because we are behind enemy lines and we must be operating from that perspective. And communication and technology is definitely one of the things we must be having some type of control over. And so for you to allow them brothers to have that, it was powerful being a brother that has been behind those walls. I remember being behind those walls, and I'm writing for the Jackson Advocate at that time, and my order was called In the Belly of the Beast, because years past that, we had what was called the underground newspaper that we had in the 70s, the Burning Spirit. And so those are what our vehicles of communication at that time.
Right.
And then you see today we got the cell phones, but we have what you're doing now. That's a powerful move, brother. So we want to applaud you for that.
Thank you, sir.
But the information that both of those brothers put out there was even more powerful, and the passion that they spoke. We must let them know, and I pray that they are listening. We must let them know that they have never been forgotten. They have never been forgotten. There's always been some of us out here constantly fighting for our people and being behind them.
Okay.
And so to hear them speak, they're talking to a brother that come from those types of places. That I remember in 1978, taking over ISPs, in Indiana State Prison. The whole prison, we didn't have the opportunity to have the outside communication.
Right.
But we had to do what we had to do.
Yes, sir.
So I feel them brothers. And that's what I want them brothers to understand. That there's a group of us out here. And you know for sure, up under the leadership of Honorable Mr. Farrakhan and Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the Nation of Islam has always been a forerunner in the prisons, is advocating for the justice and equality of us in the prison system.
Yes, sir.
Whether we're in the prison or out. So we out here, brother. And what we're going to allow Parchman to do, as I've been telling and talking to individuals about what we're going to allow Parchman to become,
mm-hmm.
is going to become the flame to continue on, as you said, Brother Asiatic. It ain't going to be the fly of the night thing no more. Because from the Million Man March to 205, from 1995 to 205,
yes,
we began to formulate and organize and collaborate to produce this movement. But by 205, it was a movement, baby.
Yes, sir.
So we ain't, this ain't no fly by night thing no more. There is a group of us out there organizing.
Mm-hmm.
And we're now beginning to mobilize because the units are beginning to come together. And I'm Ms. Farrakhan said that. It's going to take the circumstances of this system to bring us together. Because we should have been together a long time ago.
Yes, sir.
You see?
Absolutely.
So we're going to allow Parchman to be a frame to be able to keep us rallying and moving and mobilizing. But we, I love that when they talked about 21 and 2362.
Right.
That gives us something. We getting ready to go up to, and you know, AGI, we've been talking about this. We getting ready to go up the LOC.
Right.
We getting ready to go up and talk to the Black Caucus.
Right.
One of their committees.
Yes, sir.
That when we went up there and brought Malik in, we went up there and lobbied and got our apartment up there. But when we go, we're going to go with those agendas that those brothers talked about.
Yes, sir.
And that's what we are formulating. So when we go as a voice. As one voice, as you said.
Yes, sir.
Because that's what time it is right now.
Right.
So I thank you, Brother Asiatic, for that, brother. I thank you for allowing the brothers to be able to voice and let the community know
right.
what's going on inside them. You know, and a lot of people, when they heard it, they thought that they was going to talk about the hypocrisy that's going on back there, the mayhem that's going on back there.
Yeah.
The good brother went straight to the cause. They went straight to, we're dealing with how to deal with this, how to resolve this. We talk about the issue here. We know it's a slave cat back there.
Yes, sir.
We know there's an animal den back there.
Yes,
but
sir.
But how are we collectively are going to go at this damn beast and defeat this beast?
Mm-hmm.
So I love the way they came because that's the way we come. We are 90% of the population in the Delta. That means 90% of the black folks in them prisons belong to our people down here.
Right.
And we over 50% of the population, them our people. So we can organize.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I got a question.
That's that right now. So we're going to use this as a means because, see, that prison situation across all bodies.
Uh-huh.
We're talking over 45 years ago when the last time something like this happened.
Right.
They did some change in 81, but it was in 1972.
Right.
The case decision.
Right.
With Keaton. And the North District, Keaton brought that judgment down on them that they began to make plans to to bring about changes. The only thing they did was open up more camps, spread them out, segregated them.
Oh, yeah.
That's really all they did. It still was a camp.
Yes, sir.
It's still a labor camp. And that's what them brothers got to understand. They're never going to give you no rehabilitation. That ain't what it's set up there for.
Right. Exactly.
The court might force them to let up off of you, son. But them camps are set up there for medical experiment. Mm-hmm. Them camps are set up there for cheap labor.
Mm-hmm.
They're set up there for terrorism and oppression to break the brothers down. They're set up there just as they used to be for voting because they can still count them in them cities, but they can't vote. Same way it was in the beginning. And we got to understand that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So we have to deal with these people from their pocket. And when we was in Jackson, by the Asiatic, and they was hollering, shut it down.
Right.
Our words were, you want to shut something down? Take your money out that white man's pocket. That's how we're going to shut down. That's how we'll make them negotiate.
Say that one more time.
To talk about.
Say that one more time for me, brother.
I said, we was at the rally and everybody was talking about shut it down. But we ain't got no damn power to shut nothing down because when we left, it was still operating.
Yes, sir.
So we told him, if you want to shut something down, take your money out that white man's pocket.
That's it.
Then he'll be forced to negotiate with you.
Exactly. There you go, brother.
See, that's what we getting ready to start organizing, an economic boycott.
Right. Uh-huh.
It's hard to get them to do it during the holidays because these white folks got them to stop going on.
Right.
So
I got a question for you.
Another period of the year.
I got a question for you, brother. Let me ask you this. On a legal standpoint, man, you know, you got an organization yourself, the LOC, okay? From a legal standpoint, what advice would you offer inmates to, you know, along with what you're mentioning right now, because that's very important. I preach that all the time. But organizing on the inside from a legal standpoint, what advice would you have for inmates?
There's several things. The first part is what they talked about, but that was a good question. And that is that our power right now, as far as support for them, lies in the legislation. Mm-hmm. Because they are the one who have the power outside of as far as the actual inmate goes. The
right.
Governor has the power over the building, the state, and all of that in the department. And so when we're dealing with them, then the best thing that for us to do is to start organizing around those bills.
Right.
We have to, the most powerful thing in this country, and it's got to go through your Senate and your representative to make it happen, is called petitions.
Mm-hmm.
Petitions is one of the most valuable rights in this country, but they don't teach that.
Okay.
Petitions is one of the most valuable rights. Everything in this country is based off the fact of citizens having the right to send a petition to the House of Representatives and it be addressed on the floor, debated, and decided upon whether or not this is what should or should not be done.
Exactly.
And so we do some petitions, like you see the people doing petitions about cigarette ads, all different types of stuff. But as black people, we never taught the construct of government. And so going back to the legal aspect, we must begin to campaign and get petitions. Well, when we go to the Senate, we can go with so many petitions of our people that have signed and said, we want this considered. We want this argued on the floor.
Right.
It forces them to address the issue. But if the LOC go, or Mississippi White for or prison reform go, they might hear it, but it's not as strong because they got so many opposition on that floor that's not going to allow it to get in. It's going to be hard to get the petition in.
Mm-hmm.
But if you got the petition, then the Senate and the representatives have the power of petition to get the petition in. That's where lobbying coming in at. But
right.
They're not teaching us this. The key I'm saying that is because we in Mississippi, we got the numbers. It's back to grassroots organizing. We got to have boots on the ground. We got to get them brothers and sisters in prison who their family members are. Find out what location they in. Get people on the ground that will write them, get them petitions signed in. And we get those petitions.
Gotcha.
Now we start got some power.
Right.
Tell him and whoever listening, Go and look up the petition in this country and see what I'm talking about. The rights of petition.
Gotcha. All right.
So that is the first key. The second key is that, as you said, we have a legal team that we've been have working with us, some sisters that's lawyers in Mississippi. One of the sisters, she's in Houston now, but she's from Greenville, so she's committed to this. And then we have along with that Malik, who's committed his firm to supporting us as well. Then we have a on the boots on the ground investigation firm. This is a white firm. It's got some of the strongest investigators out there with him. So we have all those working with us. What we're looking for is that Jay-Z team is asking us to get as many brothers or sisters that's locked down, names that we're willing to be questioned.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can get those names to those attorneys of ours, and that'll give them the opportunity to go in there and then get their statement. So those are some of the things that we're doing as well. Because, see, once we get in there and get those statements, then we can begin to see with the legal team, who's going to take what cases and how they're going to roll about taking the cases as a whole. But we can't really get no legal defense if we don't have no actual bodies to say, if you go back to the 1972 cases, it was multiple cases, but that brother Dennis Gates, you see, his case stood out above all of them. And that was the case that they used. And that's because he went in there, he was allowed to go in there, the attorneys, and talk to him. In regards of all the threats and stuff that he went through, he still stood fast.
Okay.
And so those are the next things, to get some names of those attorneys that we can give them to, and they can get up in there.
Okay, gotcha.
Because one thing they can't stop attorneys getting up in there. That's the law.
Okay, all right, cool. All right, do you have any way that people can contact you for questions or anything that they may want to ask? And you also have a show that you do on Fridays and Mondays. Am I correct?
Yes, sir. Well, brother, the show is called Know the Truth Power Hour Academy.
Okay.
You can get it locally. It's online and FM 91.9 FM throughout the Greenville and that Metroplex area. But you can get it online as well as www.wdsv. That's Delta Sound and Voices, DSV. WDSV919.org.
Gotcha. All right.
Well, and that's every Friday, 6 p.m., every Monday, 6 p.m., Know the Truth Power Hour Academy. I wanted to mention that because the Know the Truth Power Hour Academy was started off the prison. And when I came home, it was a voice that I took when I used to write Behind the Belly of the Beast, and I began to bring it out, and I started the radio show to have the voices of the brothers behind those walls. And our first book that we went over was Michelle Alexander, New Jim Crow. We did a whole year on that. So my show is dedicated to the voices of those behind those enemy lines.
Gotcha. All right.
Now, with me, I'm Brother Kareem Muhammad. You can contact me at 662-577-1258. Or you can write the Prison Reform Ministry, Brother Kareem Muhammad, P.O. Box 4116, Greenville, Mississippi, 38704.
All right. Got you, brother. I appreciate the info, man, and thank you for calling in. Y'all make sure y'all support.
Hey, Johnny, one more thing.
Uh-huh.
You can get out. You can get us on social media at, I believe it is, Local Organizing Committee, Greenville, Mississippi. Local Organizing Committee, Greenville, Mississippi, on Facebook.
Gotcha. All right. Local All right. Organizing Committee, Greenville, and that's on Facebook.
Yeah, Greenville, Mississippi. Yes, sir.
All right. I appreciate it. Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum, brother, to you and the family, man. And I appreciate you for calling in.
All right. You too. Y'all stay strong. Stay black.
Yes, sir. Okay. I thank everybody for watching. I have a comment in the comment section about a particular, let's see what it says, from Cody Capone. You're invited to the Incarcerating or Communities Rally, Macomb, Mississippi, February 29th. If you have a story to tell or a message, contact him. Let me click on this page. Okay. It's Codee Capone on Facebook. All right. And once again, it says you're invited to the Unincarcerating or Communities Rally, Macomb, Mississippi, February 29th. If you have any, if you have a story or a message to tell, please get in contact with him. So inbox this person, Codee Capone, Codee Capone, Capone. And what else do I have here? Shout out to Sharon Brown and Mississippi Prison Reform Organization. And I think they had something going on. I'm not absolutely sure, but if you do, make sure you inbox me and I'll put it on my website. Again, my website is tooblacktoostrong.com. You spell it TOOBLAKKTOOSTRONG. All right, our hour is up. And I want to thank y'all for listening. Each and every Tuesday night is the Prison Pep Rally. All right, Prison Pep Rally. And this is our first night. I want to thank the Almighty Black Messiah for allowing this to take place. Hopefully we have many, many more. Again, don't forget about the Voices Behind Bars Rally that's going down Saturday, February 15th, 10 a.m., 217 Carter Avenue, New Albany, Mississippi. And that's zip code 38652. Park along the river. And I want to remind y'all that the scripture for tonight is, he that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Now I want to explain that particular scripture passage. And it's from the King James Version. Now, a lot of y'all like to participate on all these different versions of it. But I want to take time and kind of explain it just for a minute. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper. What this is saying is, if you are in iniquity and you continue into iniquity and you hide the fact that you are committing these transgressions and these iniquities. In other words, I'm gonna separate them to the prisoners, to the inmates, the so-called inmates. I don't like to refer to them as inmates. Okay. All right. If you have done wrong and you are in a prison facility, MDOC, one of these facilities, harsh punishment is going down, and you are not acknowledging the Black Messiah and turning your ways over, rehabilitating yourself. It starts with yourself. Now, don't forget the agenda that we talked about tonight. 2162 and 2123. Please don't forget these. These are important. Faith without works is no good. But once again, he that covereth his sins shall not prosper. So these things will continue to happen no matter what bill we push, no matter what Senate we reach. These harsh punishments will continue if you do not turn away from your sins and do better. And the Almighty will have mercy on you. All right. That goes for each and every one of us. And those that's on the outside, you can participate as well with your fellow man that's on the inside of these prison walls. Pray with these people. You know, turn yourselves over to the black Messiah. Stop worshiping that white boy. Okay? That ain't gonna get it. And join us for the next prison pep rally. I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Shout out to everybody that gave us a listening ear and that tuned in tonight and all of those that participated. I'll be back next week with the prison pep rally. Don't forget about it. Check my website out. Don't forget about supporting black businesses. And I want to thank y'all again, man. I can't thank y'all enough. All right, Two Black, Two Strong, Mega Blast. Check out these commercials from my sponsors before you sign off. And once again, thank you. All right.
Try It's Butter Baby today and see what makes us so different. You can smell like this, this, or this. Made from all natural botanicals, herbs, extracts, and oils, try all 30 Aero Masks. Mix them and match them. Give them to loved ones. Your skin has never felt this good. Our Aero Masks are infused with 100% Ghanaian shea butter and ported bi-monthly, packed rich in vitamins and minerals to ensure its vitality, of course. Oh, and we let it whip and whip and whip, and we whip it right. Helps fight psoriasis and eczema, severe inflammation, acne and diaper rash, razor bumps, stretch marks and discoloration, dry, cracked feet, and more. Even the bees love it. That's because it's earthen. It's Butter Baby. All natural earthen skincare. Try It's Butter Baby today and make your skin happy.
What up, Mississippi? This your boy, Juvie the Great. Telling y'all to come check me out. All the ladies, come check me out. February the 22nd at the Mississippi Coliseum. It's going down. Your boy, Juvie the Great, singing all the classics. And I need y'all to come in there and back that ass up. You heard me?
Saturday, February 22nd, it's the Old School Hip-Hop Reunion at the Mississippi Coliseum. Starring The Human Beatbox, Dougie Fresh, Juvenile, 8-Ball and MJG, Trina, Mystical. Hosted by comedian J.J. Williamson. Saturday, February 22nd, it's the Old School Hip-Hop Reunion. Tickets available now at the Mississippi Coliseum box office, Ticketmaster.com, or by calling 678-322-8098. Presented by Experience Jackson.
20, it's the 4th Annual Black Business Awards Banquet, 6 p.m. at the Masonic Temple, 1072 J.R. Lynch Street. This year's keynote is the Directory at the People Advocacy Institute and Co-Chair at the People's Assembly, Attorney Rakia Lumumba. Other guests include Dr. Minister Abraham Muhammad, Pastor C.J. Rose, C. League McGinnis. Entertainment will be provided by Mr. 13 Days Dave Mack. Also in the program is African drummers and dancers. A special appearance from the legendary, renowned Bobby Rush. This award ceremony provides annual recognition of black businesses who have reached superior levels of achievements in their field. Hosted by Respect Our Black Dollars. Tickets are available at WNPR radio station, Bully's Restaurant, African Art Gallery, and Herbal Blessings. For more information, 601-940-2504. That's 601-940-2504. The Black Business Awards Banquet, Friday, February the 28th, 6 p.m. at the Masonic Temple, 1072 J.R. Lynch Street. Proud supporter from WNPR.
Yo, yo, what up? This is Trina, February 22nd. Meet me at the Coliseum, Jackson Coliseum, that is. I'll be live in the building one night and one night only. You do not want to miss it, February 22nd.